Okay, we'd like to welcome you all to our August meeting of the Design Review Board. We have Vaughn with us tonight as our acting secretary again. And in just a few minutes, we'll have the applications. We'll have Vaughn read those, at which time you can come up to the lectern here in the center and give us your name and address and anything you'd like to add to the application. In the meantime, our board is reviewing the minutes for our July meeting, and then and I hope we'll have a motion in the next few minutes regarding approval or changes to those minutes.
Second.
As written.
Okay, thank you. Good. Have a motion to approve the minutes for the work session and the regular meeting for July 5th as written. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, minutes are approved. And then I'll ask Vaughn to go ahead and introduce the first application.
The first item is an application from Laura Callahan at 704 Hayne Avenue Southwest. The application is for the placement of a gazebo in the rear yard of the subject property. This is up to 14-foot diameter Victorian-styled gazebo. Supposed to be located along the western property line, approximately 10 feet from the side property line, and approximately 60 feet south of the rear property line. The proposed location of the gazebo will be visible from both Hayne Avenue and Lancaster Street. And this was discussed with the board at its June 7th workshop prior to that regular meeting.
Okay.
And there are pictures and location map included.
Good. Thank you. And our applicant is here tonight, I believe. If you could come to the center lectern and give us your name and address, please.
Laura Callahan, 704 Hayne Avenue, Southwest,
okay.
Hayne, South Carolina.
Great. And actually, you've been to the work session before, and we've actually discussed it in a good bit of detail. And you still are trying to decide about the 12 or 14 foot?
I think I've decided on the 14. I'm just trying to get a manageable price.
Yeah.
Because the Victorian, you know, style raises the price 30%.
Yeah.
But that's my problem. That's not your problem.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, do you all have questions about it? I think we discussed it in a good bit of detail last time, the materials. And
I have a question for the board.
Okay.
The last time I was trying to get that shed approved, and I did, a pretty good job of making it look kind of Victorian, a little Victorian shed.
Mm-hmm.
The board allowed me to put it on closer to the fence by the Combi Center. There wasn't an issue about that. They were very strict about getting it a certain footage from Lancaster. In fact, so strict that I had to move the shed over 5 feet. I'm hoping that the same is true on this gazebo, and maybe I could squeeze the fence maybe 6 feet away from the fence or 7 feet away from the fence, because Sharon Brown actually has her buildings very close to the fence. So I'm hoping that I can move it a little closer to the fence with the approval of the board.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want it on the fence. I want to be able to plant behind it. But given that our yard is very long and narrow, and I'm trying to make it look so it's not going to be in your face on the driveway, mm-hmm. move it back just a little bit, so it's aesthetically better.
Now, there's some point you'll probably go to the building inspections department, because you're doing some construction there.
Well, I'm actually thinking about hiring a company who will build it in their factory, and mm-hmm. if I put the footings in, they'll just plop it on the footings.
Right. But I think you'll...
That requires a building permit. Anything with a dimension of greater than 12 feet has to have a building permit.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm not sure our board would have a problem with... We did talk last time about not getting it too close to the fence, mm-hmm. and that's probably where the 10-foot came.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking maybe 6 feet away from the fence.
I would review it with building inspections.
It would likely not meet the setback.
They have pretty strict, and it's not really out of design review. It's from the building inspections department.
Because I didn't have that setback with the property line on the Combi Center side.
Yeah.
How big was that shed?
I think it's 8 by 10 or 8 or 10 by 12 or something.
So it was exempt from.
Or 8 by 10.
Yeah. So it was probably exempt from building permitting regulations.
And anything you're pouring concrete.
Well, for obvious reason, I can put it on cinder blocks.
Yeah, yeah. But anything you're doing that's relatively permanent involves contractors and crews and all. You know, I would just be safe and run it through building inspections. They're just right down the hall.
Okay.
In fact, Mike Jordan is the acting planning director. Mike Jordan or others in there. It's just part of the building permit process.
Yeah. Okay.
So now otherwise, we've seen it. The materials is it actual wood or is it?
It's wood.
Wood, yeah. Yeah.
That's the other part of the expense. The other part of the expense.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all turned wood and mm-hmm. cut out. And
right. Okay. Okay. We'll go ahead and see if there are any others who would like to speak. You've been through this before many times, I know. I don't think we have anyone else, but we have to still invite anyone who might have a comment, a pro or con, regarding this gazebo on Hayne Avenue. You're welcome to do that. I don't believe we have anybody here who wants to comment. So would someone like to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, with respect to application 16-052, I make a motion that we accept it as is.
All right. I'm gonna, for the benefit of the applicant, I'm gonna say that if you're willing to accept this, if the inspections department allows it to go closer within 6 feet mm-hmm. of the fence, that we would not have a problem with that.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well,
that's a little different from what's written, and that gives you some flexibility. But they'll have the final mm-hmm. say. Okay, so that's the modified, but I don't know if I had a second yet.
Second.
All right, about 2 seconds, okay. Okay, any other discussion?
Okay. Is it firm that it's a 14-foot versus a 12-foot? Okay, good.
And it's also...
didn't know if we needed to give an option.
Picture that it's composite floor.
Mm-hmm.
I might not be able to do the real cedar shape, because that's becoming
cost prohibitive
also. I might have to do just
for the record, you're talking about the cedar shakes on the roof, which it appears to be cedar, but it doesn't note that anywhere. So I think fiberglass shingles would be no problem. Okay, now we've got a motion, second. All in favor of the application with that modification, raise your right hand. All righty. Good. You're welcome. Thank you. All right. All right, Mr. Secretary.
Next application is number 17-003. Applicant Daniel Sertic at 335 Worry Street Southeast. The applicant is proposing, requesting approval to construct a new single-family dwelling on the subject property. It's currently a vacant lot that was formed by the subdivision of another lot that ran through from Colleton Avenue back onto Ory Street. This is a two-story dwelling, proposed contemporary design with features evocative of traditional southern low-country architecture. Hip roofs with dormers, deep front porch with columns along the length of the front of the house, supported with exposed brick piers, 7 foot tall, 4x4 windows with transoms on the main portion of the front of the house, 2 brick chimneys, and a small separated master suite with the vestibule connecting it to the main portion of the house. It's going to be clad in a neutral color, we heard gray, 5 to 6 inch hardy plank exterior siding, and with windows having fully functional plantation shutters and an asphalt, primarily asphalt shingled roof.
Okay. All righty, and if you'll please give us your name and address.
Yes, Danielle Sertek, 335 Ory Street, Southeast.
Okay. Good. Thank you. We had a couple of possible changes that we discussed in the work session that I think you said you all might consider that would need to be added into a motion, but just to help us word the motion, are you thinking that you might do the standing seam roof on the front porch?
Yes, I think that would be a good consideration to add to the character of the home.
Okay.
So, yeah, we would definitely take that in.
All right. Well, then when we make the motion, we can include that. That would be one. I think maybe that was the only change, although there was some discussion about potentially a rail, which I know you don't have a design for now, and don't even have the rail. But if you decided you wanted to add a decorative rail, then I think that would be another part of our motion that we'd allow you to come back with if you want to have a rail. If you don't have a rail, don't have to come back. But if you want to add a decorative rail on the front, that same front porch, then we'll probably include that in our motion that you'd be able to do that administratively. Does that make sense? Okay.
Okay. I have one question.
It'd be a pretty minor change.
You were saying they're standing seam metal roofs and then agricultural roof.
Yeah.
You're focused on a standing seam roof in that aspect.
Probably.
We actually discussed that when we walked around the corner of what kind of metal would you do, an ag roof
that's
or
that's
seam. So I was just
pertinent,
wanted to be clear on.
Yeah, that's a pertinent comment. I think with the quality of this house, you would want to go with a architectural type. Metal roof, and not the old fashioned barn
right.
Metal, you know. And it's a little more expensive, but you don't have a huge area. And like we discussed before, there aren't a lot. There aren't valleys. That's right. I think so. Yeah. Just and you've got some working shutters and things like that. Yeah, that's a good question. Do y'all have questions of the applicant? We it helped for you all to be in the work session. Appreciate you coming early for that.
Appreciate it.
I don't think there was any other thing that maybe we needed to talk about. You may want to, what we'll do, if you decide not to do the plain concrete drive, and you may, since you're doing brick for the walk, you might decide to do a little brick edging around the concrete, and you know, even every 12 feet or something crossways, you need to have joints anyway
on the keyways, correct?
Yeah, you need to have joints in your concrete for sure. So that'd be another thing that they could allow you to do if you thought you might change that.
Yeah, I think it would be good as actually once we get the frame up and get everything moving along, if there are a couple changes, we'd have to come back to the board with just the minute details like we're speaking
okay.
about.
Okay. All right.
But those would probably be administrative changes, not they would have to come to the committee.
Okay, even better, yeah. Because, I mean, obviously, it's things would change, you know, if I have something that would be wanted.
If you decided to make the brick, the house out of brick or something.
No, we're good
or
there.
Or add another wing on the other side a third floor, you need to come back here.
But. We can do that. But, yeah, I mean, I think that, obviously, in building a home, you're going to be making changes here and there as you make the fine tunes.
Yeah.
So if we do have some things like the brick onlay or...
A lot of times windows sometimes change, too, so that could be probably administrative.
Okay. Question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What color trim are you thinking?
Trim would be white.
White.
Actually,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty. It's nice addition to the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be fun to watch that go up. Okay. Any other questions? I think that's it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, just a minute. Okay. I'll go ahead and see if there are others who would like to speak, neighbors perhaps, with regard to this application for the new home on Ory Street. I don't see anyone who wants to speak. Would you like to give us your name?
Randy Wolkai. I live at 221 3rd Avenue.
Okay.
And I'm very pleased to see a young professional couple coming in and filling in the historic district with such a beautiful plan, and I would hope you'd support it.
Good. Well, thank you for coming forward. Appreciate the comments and your coming tonight to the meeting.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. And we agree with what you're saying. All right. Would someone like to make a motion then? And if you'll include those two potential administrative changes regarding rail and the roof. I guess the roof, that's a modification to the application,
right.
The metal roof.
The other administrative was the driveway?
The rail and the driveway.
That right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make a motion.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to recommend we accept this application as written, with the only change or modification being to the front porch roofs across the front being in a metal type roof. And also, if we do need to come back for construction reasons and had a handrail, that would be handled administratively, as well as any changes to the driveway that can be handled administratively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, or downspouts and gutters, that'd be another type thing that could come
administrative,
back
right.
Without having come to the whole board.
Second.
And we've got a motion. Second. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor of the application as amended, raise your right hand. Okay, it's approved. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. And I believe that's all our business tonight, so our meeting is adjourned.